I think that's a great way of saying it. Yeah, fighting from victory through resting. That's right. And rather than it being something, okay, so you have an illness and it doesn't seem to, or a back injury or whatever it is, for a number of days, and rather than punching it, thinking, you know, if I just keep hitting it harder, it's finally going to go. And I have seen that work. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. But I believe that what Holy Spirit wants to teach now is that it isn't about you. It's not your identity in Him is not dependent or conditional on whether you get something to go or not in a healing, whether it's your own or somebody else's. That is just, that's a misunderstanding of who we are. And he shared with me today, he said, it's not that you, there's that idea, or not idea, there's that scripture that says, these are the signs that follow those that believe. But that is not all that follows those that believe. It says that if you love one another, you're my disciples. And that's how they will know you're my disciples. So that's what they're supposed to be seeing love. It doesn't say if you heal people, they'll know you're my disciples. It doesn't say that. You know, it's very different. And what happens then is if you do have an illness or something, or even say in your family, or even somebody you're ministering to, whether they're a stranger or neighbor or whatever, and you don't see it go immediately, the tendency is to go, I'm just going to hit it. I'm just going to make that thing go because, you know, I've got authority, rather than seeking Holy Spirit on it. What's happening, Lord? What is going on here? Like last night, I mean, I couldn't really sleep. And I'm used to being able to get things to go fairly quickly. And it's, you know, I mean, it's like chronic pain. It's not something that you can just go, okay, well, only when I do this does it hurt. It's like, it doesn't, you know, you could just sit and you're hurting. What I was doing through the night is, as I would be woken up, I would just say, I'm healed by His stripes. By His stripes, I'm healed. By His stripes, I'm healed. Not in a weird declaration, you know, like a chant. But like, that's the truth. Let me get that in there. If I get that in there deeply in my heart, I don't think I'm going to get sick anymore. That's what I believe.
I believe it's like knowing that your healing in itself is a grace.
Yes. Yes.
From Jesus Christ. So sometimes when we feel like we have to work for it, it almost like kind of confuses our heart. And so like, even as our bodies are being healed, like our hearts are still like confused because we feel like we're still working.
Yes.
As opposed to receiving it.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Yeah. Very different. That's interesting. You're getting the same experience because He's been showing me a whole new way. You know, that book that I'm in process of writing, well, the Holy Spirit's in process of writing, and I just never get to it because I'm so busy. But one of the things He told me yesterday, because it's called, Spirit-led healing. That's what He wants me to call it. And one of the reasons I think He wants me to call it that is that will, if someone doesn't want to hear that, they'll immediately not respond at all. You know, they won't even seek that out. But if people who are actually either confused or very ready for that, they will be attracted to that. And they'll want to know. And so He said to me yesterday, this was amazing, because I was praying with somebody yesterday. It was a lot of teaching, but a lot of teaching all day yesterday was teaching. It was incredible. But there was ministry in teaching, and there was ministry in, there was praying, there was ministry all over the place. Holy Spirit was doing everything that He wanted to do. Prophecy, everything. And what He showed me is that Spirit-led healing is all inclusive. It may include prophecy. It may include words of knowledge. It may include, you know, physical healing. It may include healing of the soul. Or, you know, or mental or emotional healing. Incredible. That's how much He heals. You go ahead.
Because He knows them, so that He knows,
that's
like,
right.
What they need.
That's right. Today, He, you know what He did? Someone was saying they were listening to one of the teaching, the one-on-oneness, and they said, oh, it just really set me free. I'm really ready to have a whoop and holler in the kitchen. You know, I'm telling my husband, Gavin, this is setting people free 10,000 miles away. You know, it's just so exciting. And He gives me a picture of her. How sweet is this? he says to me, you are the center of the Tootsie Pop, to her. You know, you're the chocolate center. You're the best part to me. I tell her that. And I said, you liked Tootsie Pops as a girl, didn't you? She said, I love them. Do you see? Isn't that incredible? Like, he wouldn't say that to somebody else. He is amazing. And that's why spirit-led healing is so deep. It's so multifaceted. And we can't control it. You know, it's not something I can give you a formula for and say, if you do this, 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 they're going to be healed. No. I don't know what Holy Spirit's going to do next. I have no idea what he wants me to tell them, what he wants to say, what he's seeing, what he wants to impart. I don't know until he does it. That's what's so exciting about it, because he is alive. So there's a whole, it's very freeing. At first it was quite scary, because when you're in a transition, you know, you're transitioning and you're like, oh no, Lord, I just got used to this, you know, and I'm seeing success. I don't want to give it up. It's that kind of thing. And he's showing me, but Jesse, I have something better. Don't you want it? Don't you want this? He showed me something, Lizzie, it was really interesting, as a basis that I can hold on to, I think, and that I can share with people lifelong. And it's great. It's so simple. Because there's some, some teaching gets to be metaphysics. It's like you trying to master this thing, and that's not coming from God. That's our own will trying to overcome something. And then it becomes like, you know, Christian Science or metaphysics, and which is really the same in a lot of ways. But anyway, he showed me this because I was concerned. I thought, am I doing something that's out of line with you, Lord? You know, am I trying to take control here and getting so caught up in what is authority, thinking that I've got to, you know, okay, yes, I have dominion over these things, but taking it to the extent where you're working so hard and you've got to do it and you've got to make it happen. And I was looking at that whole spectrum of commanding. And this is what he showed me. And I was so thankful, because the enemy was hitting me and said, you can't command anymore. See, it's metaphysics. It's not right. And I thought to myself, why do you want me not to command? What do you gain? Like, he's going to gain something if we don't stand up to the plate and say, no, that disease has to go and that person will not be killed by it. If we don't do that, he's just going to take over. I mean, that's what he does in most of the church, doesn't he? So yeah. It wasn't like God wanted me to drop it completely. He just wanted a different framework, a different attitude about it, that it's from his grace that any of this happens. So he showed me this, because I've been asking him about the Trinity. And he said, he woke me up yesterday morning, and when I woke up, he showed me the three things that I do in most times that I minister healing. Not every time, but most time. And he said, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he showed me the three things that I do, like consistently do. I thank the Father for healing whatever it is that the person needs healing for. I command whatever it is that's harming them. Cast out whatever you need to get rid of. Bind whatever you need to get rid of. Loose whatever needs to be released. And then I release the power of the Holy Spirit, allowing him to do. He's the one who restores. He's the one who heals. It's by the Spirit of God. And he showed me, that's what you do, Jesse. And it's like, I'm well pleased with that. Isn't that amazing? And he said this to me, get this is the best part, Lizzie. He said, Father, that's him, obviously. Son, that's you, Jesse. That's you, Lizzie. That's what Jesus did. He commanded things out. He told people to get up and walk. He told people to see. He told deaf spirits to go, you know? He did that. He commanded. That was his position. That's what he was supposed to do as part of the wholeness, fullness of God. And then there's the Holy Spirit who actually did it. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
It's so simple. And the Trinity is complete. The Trinity is honored. You're not just doing one thing. You're not just calling it you and you know, what you've got and what God's given to you as an heir. Oh, I have authority. I have power. I have this. You're not doing it like that. You're doing it in honor of the God who made you. And then other people, when they see themselves healed, can honor that God. I know. I was like, oh, you're happy with me? You know? Because the enemy was beating me up. I mean, he was just, I mean, literally punching me in the head here with this problem of, oh, you're commanding and you're not allowed. And God's saying, no, 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 you're doing what a son does. I told you to do that. I gave you that to do, but I gave it to you. You didn't do it of yourself. And he said to me today, because I was talking to him about Holy, I was talking with the Holy Spirit going, oh, it's going to be very different doing it this way, Lord. I'm kind of afraid to let go of my, that ability. And he goes, it wasn't your ability. And I started laughing in the shower, you know? I was like, oh, okay. Oh, yes. Now there's a thought, you know, I might have meditated on that one. Which makes you so free. Because if you lay hands on somebody and you don't see them suddenly, you know, dance a jig or whatever. And I'm not saying do it in a compromised way or half-hearted or without faith. None of that. But do it knowing that he is the one that is doing it is freedom.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's not about me and did I do a good enough job. That's not what this is about. And if, when it becomes like that, there's no joy.
Yeah.
You know, rather than seeing the person, you know, you're in the process, so you've got your hands on them and say they have pain in their neck or back or whatever, and you're starting to see their face light up or whatever, you know, and you're getting all excited because you're going, oh my goodness, it's going, you know, they're so happy, or they cry after or whatever because they've had 20 years of pain in their neck, you know, that is incredible to be a part of that. And it's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's not Son alone. We're not alone in this. We couldn't accomplish anything without Christ. And then Christ gave us Holy Spirit, who is the one who accomplishes it here on earth through us and with us. It's just so amazing. He's just expanding. It's this period of expansion, and I'm so excited because in that first transition period, it was really uncomfortable. In fact, I hated it. And I think other people will go through this, and that's why I want to be able to share it so people can hear that, okay, you don't have to stay stuck in, I've got to do this, 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 I've got to produce results, I've got to make sure they're okay, it's all up to me, it's all up to me. No, it's not. No, it's not. I do my part. I have a part to play. But it's not the only part. And without the Holy Spirit, I don't do anything. And he was given through Jesus. So without Jesus, the whole game's over. You know, it's, and Jesus, what does he do? He glorifies the Father. So you know what I think is so fun? The Father is teaching me. Holy Spirit's teaching me, but the Father's telling him, you know, what to teach. Obviously, you know what? I mean, they're all one. So it's not like you're separate. You know, Holy Spirit's omniscient. Holy Spirit's omnipotent. You know, Holy Spirit is the one teaching you. And yet it's all this, you know, the Father's doing the same thing. It's just, I don't even understand the dynamic. I've asked him to show me. But I know the Father today has basically said, all right, Holy Spirit, this is what I want her to get. You know, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like a directive. And it's not like Holy Spirit's junior God. He is God. But they're working together. You know, I call it in the old-fashioned way, they used to say, oh, they're in cahoots together. You know, they're in on this. And Holy Spirit's, you know, sharing what he shares with me and is guiding me and leading me into all truth. The Father isn't somehow distant with that. He's not just up in heaven going, oh, Holy Spirit, do your job. I'm busy now. It's not like that. They're continually, you know, I can see it. It's like, the only way I can see it is this merging of, this is going to sound weird and I don't want it to sound metaphysics, but merging of energy. It's like they're weaving back and forth because they're not separate. But it's a constant movement back and forth, in and out, you know. And I know that the Father wants me to, and wants all of us, it's not just for me, wants all of us to realize that the source of whatever it is that we're doing, you know, is always from Him. And that He cares that much that He'll teach us things that we, you know, he'll take apart something that isn't going to let us grow into who we're fully meant to be. And as uncomfortable as it is, like, and it was for a few days, it was excruciating, to be honest. And because I didn't know how to let go. I didn't want to let go because I didn't know what was coming next.
Yeah.
But now he's showing me, he's saying, do you see a glimpse of this, how good this is? And I'm like, oh yeah, I want this. I'm going to trust you. And if that means, you know, immediate results that I, you know, used to see all the time, if that changes for a period, well, so be it. As long as I'm doing it from the fullness of God. Because once I get that, there is no stopping us. And it isn't an effort, and it isn't from, you know, self-direction. It's not me trying to get it to happen. He's been showing me, too, even in who you minister to. Like yesterday with that neighbor who, you know, I'm walking by, and I, whenever I walk the dog, he's up the road in on this country road, and, you know, he lives there with his family and everything. And I didn't think anything of it. He's watering his lawn like normal, you know, when I see him there. And I had, you know, I didn't even know that he was in absolute emotional agony. But he's calling to me across the street, and I'm thinking, oh, this is a bit silly. We're calling across the street. I might as well just go closer up, you know, and go next to him so we can talk, you know, civilly. And then he just breaks down. It was amazing. And he's holding me, crying. You know, and I'm just praying, and I'm praying the Holy Spirit to minister to him and comfort him and to even, because he's had some issues with a lot of depression and other things. And to just, you know, I could feel my hands tingling so much when they were on him, especially on his head. And he said, oh, I could feel that. And I said, yeah, that's, there you go. He's rearranging whatever needs to be done.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to figure out what he's doing. He gets it done. And then he talked about the Bible. I was just blown away because he was raised Catholic and a beautiful man. And just need, you know, just needs to have someone extend a hand and say, I'll give you a hand for part of the way. And then once you have a real union with Holy Spirit, there isn't that need anymore. It doesn't mean you don't commune with each other in fellowship, but that's very different, isn't it? Than feeling that, not having that emptiness. And I'm seeing all over the body, Lizzie, it's amazing. People are coming to life with Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible. It's like popcorn. I'm watching it every day. Oh, there's another one. Woohoo! There's another one.
It's so encouraging because, like, that's what brings, like, real encouragement. Like, not just, like the worldly encouragement that's just, like, positive thinking. It's like, no, I have the Holy Spirit speaking to me. So I just go on my Facebook and I see all these people like, don't you know God has greater things for you today? And, like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Like, one post after another, it's like all this encouraging stuff, and I'm like, wow, that's definitely the Holy Ghost at work.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. It's, it's a completely different way to live. This is what I'm seeing. Because I started asking, you know, it's so funny. You know, I think I'm asking him things. Oh, I want to know about this, Holy Spirit. You know what? He's the one who put that in my mind to ask. And yeah. I think I'm so clever to ask. Oh, now I'm on to this. He's the one who dropped it in there. You know, it's so funny. You know, we're so silly. But anyway, so all of a sudden I, you know, want to have an understanding of the Trinity. You know, because, I mean, I'm clueless. And I don't care how much theology there is out there, nobody understands it. I've heard all ends of it, you know, from even the ones that says there is none. You know, it's so extreme. And when I asked him, you know, I didn't know what he was going to teach me. And so here he is teaching me just even in the basics in healing, that all are included in healing. And you know what I'm just seeing right now, what he's showing me right now, Lizzie, is that all of it, all of him, Elohim, that's why I love that word, Elohim, because it's the Hebrew, you know, it's God, the fullness of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's not a portion, you know, it's not just Jehovah, it's not just the Christ, it's not just Holy Spirit, it's all together, one. And he's showing me right now that Elohim is in everything that we do. And everything that we are. not just, okay, all right, Holy Spirit's teaching me. Yes, that is his position and his function and all of that, or one of his functions. But in him is the Father and the Son. Isn't that amazing? He just told me that now. I didn't know that. I didn't know that till just now.
Jesus.
Isn't that incredible? And then when we're with Jesus, okay, we come to the cross and we realize, oh my gosh, I do need a redeemer. I'm alone. I can't live like this anymore. In Jesus is Holy Spirit and the Father. And when we come to all of them, all Elohim. And then when we go to the Father and we speak, Daddy, Daddy, please help me. Or in Swahili, I love it. You know, Baba, Baba, Baba. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that a beautiful word, Baba? That means Daddy. And, you know, help me, help me. Or I'm hurting, or, you know, praying for somebody or whatever it is, you know, or I don't understand. In him is Holy Spirit and Jesus. So the one Holy Spirit that he's planted in us and who lives in us has Jesus and Father in him. That is just incredible.
Wow.
So Elohim lives in us. And when I wrote that this morning about him living in us, that's how much he loves it. And I thought, oh, is that right? Wait, doesn't it just Holy Spirit? But look, he was telling me before I knew it. No, I live in there, in you, fullness. Otherwise, why could we communicate with the Father and Jesus? You know, in Holy Spirit, they are in. I still don't quite understand.
Doesn't
it.
Doesn't it say the fullness of the Godhead bodily?
That's Jesus. That's Jesus. Yeah. He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and he dwells in us. Yes, that's right. That's Holy Spirit. You're exactly right. The fullness of the Godhead bodily was Jesus, and he dwells in us. In fact, I want to find that scripture because that's brilliant. That's exactly it. Now I just got my Bible. So that's exactly what we want to look at, because this is why.
Say again. Verse 9.
Pardon? Which one?
Colossians 2, verse 9.
Oh, good girl. I'm glad you have it, because otherwise I'd have to look up a keyword. Understanding, 2, verse 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Okay, that doesn't say, okay, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which means we're in the Godhead bodily. We're in the Godhead bodily. I want to say it again. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's incredible.
It's like all we've ever wanted our entire lives.
It's already here.
Already inside us.
Exactly. Already here. And that's why so much of what he's sharing now with me and through me is people getting the revelation of that. Not struggling with sin, not looking back to their past, not trying to do works-based or performance-based salvation or performance-based favor with God. If I heal enough people, then he'll be happy with me, or this makes me a better Christian, or any of that. Or I read my Bible more than so-and-so. None of that. He wants us to get that the fullness of him through Holy Spirit lives in us bodily. Because it says we are his flesh, bones, and his body, about Jesus. Do you see how the disconnection they've made? We've had a misunderstanding of who God is in his fullness. And we call him separate things. And I know there is the Father, and there's the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they are separate. They are not separate. They're one, but they're individual, which is what makes it so hard for us to understand. And so the only way we're going to understand that is through revelation.
Yeah.
You know, not through theology or a discourse or any of that. We're not going to get it from there. It has to be absolute revelation through Holy Spirit. You know.
Yeah, but I think the root cause of a lot of the, where we separate Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or where we'll separate the Word, or we'll separate, we'll make a ministry just out of a certain context, or a certain verse out of context, rather, really comes from, like, you get a revelation, and that revelation is true, but then instead of continuing to commune with the Holy Spirit on how to act, like, how to move in that, you start, like, just building off of what you know, and then it becomes, you're not really, like, in tune with the Holy Spirit. I mean, I don't know how to describe
it. No, I know. Okay, I'm going to say it like this, Lizzie, because I know exactly what you mean. And it's what's just happened to me. You have an understanding, like you said, a revelation or an understanding of an aspect of God. So, for instance, since we were talking about healing, let's use that as an example. So you have a revelation of healing, and that healing is something that God wants to deliver to people, that it has already been paid for, that it isn't something you work for, and that you can actually offer it to people by whether you lay on hands or prayer or whatever. Okay, and that you can actually push the enemy out of the picture so these people can be healed, release Holy Spirit so he can restore them, all of that. And you stay there. Because you say, oh, this is good. I can't imagine anything better. I'll just stay here. I don't want to lose it. And you stay stuck in a place where he wants to take you 1,000,000,000 miles higher. Not in just understanding, but even in practical areas, in how he works with us. And then that revelation becomes, because you can become, in Australia, they don't say this in America, but in Australia, they say, oh, he's so precious about it. Meaning, you know, I'm not going to let this go. You know, you might be so precious about your car. Ugh, won't let anybody get in it, you know, that kind of thing. And it's the same idea, so precious about a doctrine, so precious about a revelation, so precious about an aspect of scripture, so precious about, oh, the word, or no, I'm going to be precious about, you know, just the blood. I'm going to be precious just about the cross. I'm going to be precious just, and missing the fullness that each of those things lead to. And that's what he's wanting to break open for people. He doesn't want them stuck in a one-dimensional relationship with him.
To rightly divide the word of truth.
Absolutely. And he's the one dividing. You know, it isn't
because he's the one who wrote it.
exactly. I think he knows what to do, you know.
It's so cool to know he's the one who came to earth. He's the one who died on the cross. He's the one who inspired men through the Holy Spirit to write the Bible. He's the one who did it. We're just like responding, and then as we partake in the divine nature, we move in the power of the Holy Spirit, but really it's still him doing it. So he understands even when we don't, like, we get tripped up about certain things. He's so gracious to, like, walk us through that.
That's what I loved. And when he showed me it was almost like a diagram in my head. It was so bizarre. He went, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And then he showed me the things that I did. You thank the Father, that's me. You know, it was like Daddy talking directly. You know, more often than not, Holy Spirit and I are talking. But this was Daddy directly. He says, you're my son, and you do that other part. You do the commanding and the binding and loosing command. I expect you to do that. I've given that to you to do. I'm happy for you to do that. And then you release Holy Spirit, who does the actual work. And he said, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I thought, oh, wow. Okay. So I'm all good. And that's his grace, that even when I've got it wrong, even when in the past I might have gone too much in one area and thought it was really up to me. It was up to me. I had to do this. And you're pushing and pushing, and you're trying so hard for someone, and you're missing it because you're not really letting him do his part. You're trying to do all parts. And as you said, so gracious to just teach you as you go, as you do with a child walking.
Yeah, because even when, like, for example, I've done stuff where I think the most times where I've come to God and said, oh my gosh, sorry, was when I did something without really praying about it first, or I moved into something without really, like, the leading of the Spirit. And then I realized even when I do that, he's so happy that I came to him even after. Because when when you make a mistake or you do something where you realize, wow, I was just listening to, like, legalistic teaching instead of the genuine leading of the Holy Spirit, like, the devil wants to condemn you and be like, you really don't know God then. But God's like, no, just come to me and I'll teach you really the leading of my Holy Spirit. And I'm glad that you recognize that.
And exactly.
I'm glad that you want to learn.
Exactly.
You know, like, it's like, he's just so happy that we want to learn.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It delights him that we, you know, because so few people, and it's not because they're bad or you know, or they're, I got lost there. Or they're intentionally trying to avoid his instruction. It's because they don't know how to receive it. They don't know how to even seek it out. And that's why.
Yeah. Because I was just reading in, like, Hebrews where it says you have to believe that he is, and you have to believe that he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Yes.
And that's the only way to please him.
That's right. That's right. That's right. To seek him. I'm just welcoming Gwen. Gwen, hello. It's Lizzie and me and you.
Hello.
Okay, so we're just going to continue on, all right? If you can hear us.